This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 17th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, the next item is item number 3, draft advisory opinion 2015-6. It's Representative Maxine Waters. We have Sean Wright and Bob Knopp here from the Office of General Counsel. Mr. Wright.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, and I believe there is no one present on behalf of the requester. Is anybody on the telephone, Madam Secretary?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Ravel.
Thank you.
And good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document number 1547, which contains 4 draft responses to an advisory opinion request by Representative Maxine Waters. The requester asks whether she may make a donation to candidates for elected office in a foreign country using authorized committee funds, leadership PAC funds, or personal funds. Draft A concludes that the proposed use of authorized committee, leadership PAC, or personal funds to make a donation to candidates for office in a foreign country is consistent with the Act and Commission regulations because an authorized committee using committee funds for such a donation would constitute a lawful purpose permissible under the personal use prohibition. While that prohibition applies to leadership PACs, the proposed donation is permissible for the same reasons. And so long as the personal funds are neither derived from campaign contributions nor donations to the requester, the donation is permissible. Draft B similarly concludes that the proposed use of authorized committee, leadership PAC, and personal funds is consistent with the Act and Commission regulations because, again, an authorized committee using committee funds would constitute a lawful purpose permissible under the personal use prohibition. That prohibition does not apply to leadership PACs, and that prohibition does not apply to individuals. Draft C reaches the same conclusions as Draft B, however modifies the legal analysis to reach this conclusion. And finally, Draft D concludes that the proposed use of authorized committee, leadership PAC, or personal funds is consistent with the Act and Commission regulations, harmonizing the earlier drafts. In particular, the draft concludes that the donation would be permissible from a leadership PAC, but does not reach a legal basis for that. The Commission received no comments on the drafts and no comments on the request. Additionally, if the Commission approves a response, we request the authority to make technical and conforming changes. Thank you, and I'm happy to address any questions you have.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Are there any questions of counsel or any other discussion? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we probably know which direction we're heading. I support Draft C. It's not going to have, as I understand it, sufficient support. I may make the motion at the appropriate time anyways, since the draft that it looks like we're working on, the compromise draft, indicates that we couldn't reach an agreement, so I thought it might be helpful for posterity to see a draft that someone did support if they wanted to try to piece together the pieces as to where the disagreement lay. The only question I have on Draft D is with respect to footnote 3 on page 4. And the reason I do it, this is the end of the last sentence of answering the first question. So it's, it offers the conclusion. What struck me as a little bit, odd about this particular footnote is that our analysis up to this point is to examine the whether or not this this contribution can be made. We have to look under what used to be 439A, but is now section 3114A. And we examine first whether or not it's lawful, whether it's for a lawful purpose or because we have the use of funds from an authorized committee, and the test is whether there are certain enumerated uses that are permissible, and then there's kind of a catch-all, any lawful purpose so long as it's not for personal use. And so we assume for purposes of our analysis that it is for a lawful purpose and then examine whether or not it would be personal use. And our analysis concludes that it wouldn't be personal use. But then the footnote says, almost qualifies that, well, it's not personal use unless it's personal use, which, the way I read it, kind of nullifies or at a minimum confuses the answer. And in this case, I think we have to take the request at face value and answer the question. I think saying it's not personal use unless it's personal use doesn't answer the question. And so I would be fine otherwise with this draft if we could remove footnote 3.
Let me just say, and let's talk process here, because I understand that you indicated that you want to make a motion with respect to C, and I believe that there's another motion with respect to A. And my understanding was, and maybe we can do something else, but was that with regard to draft D, we were going to request that the Office of General Counsel determine whether or not we could get an extension from the requester for a little more time for us to work these things out. I'm happy to look at footnote 3, honestly, and deal with the concerns that you raise, but I'm not sure that it's good for us to do this at the table if we can obtain more time.
The next meeting is in October 1st. Our understanding, our informal understanding, is that the election that the candidate wants to contribute to is in October, mid-October, mm-hmm. I believe. So they may give, they may agree to an extension or may have some concern, hesitation about that.
Go ahead, Mr. Vice Chair.
I know, if I could just ask counsel, I a couple things is how quickly do you think we'd be able to find that out? And two, I know that there have been some concerns expressed by requester regarding the timing on this matter up to this point. So I know that there's already kind of time, even though we've stayed well within what the statute allows, in light of the concerns that have been expressed.
We could find out right after the meeting.
Okay. I'm almost wondering if we should find out. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some way we could find out quickly. We could maybe go through the motions that we not
right,
really go the through the
original,
motions.
We
could actually do the motions that for, on behalf of certain
both things.
Yes, and then maybe in the interim, someone could be looking into that while we're tackling other matters on our agenda, and then.
Commissioner Goodman.
In other words, would it be the goal to resolve this today, to at least have the conversation? Let me just give a reaction to this. I thought this answer was pretty clear and that we had a fair consensus, that the answer was going to be yes as to each of the three questions, and that in draft D, there was really just one footnote, which is more of an academic point than anything else that caused any real concern. So I thought we were pretty close, save one footnote, and here you've got a political actor that just wants to make a contribution, and yet they're being held up for weeks to make one political contribution over what I thought was an academic footnote that shouldn't hold us up. And so I think it would just behoove us if we could, even if we took a break today, just to see if we couldn't work that one footnote out. I don't know that footnote should hold us up. It really is an academic point, and
right.
It is sort of a tautological statement, but it does sort of undermine the opinion above. So if we could take that one footnote out, I think we could get Congresswoman Waters out of here without much further ado.
I appreciate your concerns. We have had battles at this commission over footnotes.
This is not one of those that I think should hold us up, and especially for weeks when somebody just wants to make a lawful contribution.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Let me throw in another suggestion that we could, we kind of have to vote at the table on the parts we're going to disagree on, but we could continue to work on this over the next several hours and once we sort it out, mm-hmm. Put it on a short tally and have it done, possibly even by the end of the day today. So I agree with you. We ought to answer this question. We know what the bottom line answer is, and we ought to be willing to we ought to make every effort to give that answer to the requester.
Yeah.
But I think there's another way of mm-hmm. doing it.
That makes sense to me. Is that acceptable?
I'm eager to get it done.
Yes, as we all are. We want to get our business done. Okay, so should we go through the other motions then? go, Mr. Vice Chair, you get priority.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. In draft advisory opinion 2015-06, submitted by Representative Maxine Waters, I move approval of agenda document number 15-47-C, which is draft C.
Comments? Mr. Commissioner Goodman, did you have a comment?
No.
All right. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
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 All right. Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3. Commissioner Goodman, Commissioner Hunter, Vice Chair Peterson voting yes. Myself, Commissioner Walter, and Commissioner Weintraub voting no. Is there another motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And let me just preface this by saying that, as previously indicated, draft A comes to the same conclusion on a different legal analysis, particularly with respect to the question of whether leadership PACs are governed by the personal use prohibition. And we have a disagreement on the commission that's, matter of public record. It's come up in previous AOs, but we do get to the same result. I also want to note that I'm not sure how, other than to the requester, who obviously wants an answer and we should give it to her, I'm not sure how significant this particular AO is going to be for a broader audience. The issue of whether one can donate in foreign elections, as all of the drafts, I think, note, and certainly the one that we are that I support and the one that we will, I think, ultimately adopt, make clear it's got to be the use of campaign funds has to be for a lawful purpose. That would include lawful, in this case, under the law of the country that would be receiving the contribution. Many, many countries have the same kind of prohibitions that we do on foreign donations. So, I don't think we're going to see a sudden outpouring of contributions from the United States in foreign elections, because I think most of those countries, just as we do, prohibit foreign donations. Most of those countries do too. This may be, we're not opining on whether that is or isn't true in Haiti, where this election is taking place, but we're just operating on the assumption that it's legal there and predicating that our answer on that assumption, because if it's not lawful there, then it's not for a lawful purpose. So, it's an interesting question, but as I said, I think not one that's going to have wide-ranging impact. Having said that, with respect to advisory opinion request 2015-06, I move approval of draft A, as set forth in agenda document number 15-47-A.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments about the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
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 All right. That motion fails by a vote of 4-2 with Commissioner Goodman, Hunter, Vice Chair Peterson, and Commissioner Walter voting no, and myself and Commissioner Weintraub voting yes. So with respect to the famous footnote, we will have confer today and try to resolve this matter on tally today. All right. Thank you very much.